Your story is your testimony, not your identity. Shift your mindset, elevate your perspective, become who God called you to be. This is the Journey of You. Welcome to the Journey of You, the place where faith meets growth and where courage rises to rewrite the stories that once tried to define you. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis, coach, author, communicator, and a companion on this path of becoming, committed to helping you step fully into your God-given identity. Each week, we slow down long enough to hear what heaven is whispering. Together, we peel back the doubts, the old labels, and the limits that life tried to place on you. Here, you learn to shift your mindset and elevate your perspective so you can walk heart first into purpose, clarity, and the kind of confidence that is birthed from truth, not tension or trauma. This is your invitation to breathe deeper, think higher, and see yourself the way God sees you, loved, called, and full of possibility. So wherever you are, settle in. Your journey is unfolding, and you don't have to walk it alone.
Good morning, and welcome to the Journey of You this week. How's everybody doing? I have had a few questions lately just around the Journey of You and what it is and what I do. And I want to provide some clarity on that today, especially because tomorrow we are kicking off the Journey of You Collective. And our theme this time is Life by Design and really being able to choose how you live your life from this point forward. You might not have had much say in it up until this point, but Maya Angelou tells us when you know better to do better. And so I want to help you to know better so that you can make those choices for yourself going forward, but not to just make any choice, but to be intentional in it. And so I empower Christian women to think, act, and live their purpose one mindset shift at a time. And how I do that, it's through a focus on overcoming limiting beliefs, learning to see yourself the way that God sees you, and making your dash count. Again, meaning that you choose how you live life from this point forward. You don't have to hide behind masks of shame or guilt. You don't have to carry the burden of past mistakes or the weight that comes with being mistreated, hurt, or betrayed by those you love. You don't have to be defined by your story or walk around with it as your only identity. Your value and worth come from God and who he created you to be when he formed you, before he formed you and placed you in your mother's womb. Your purpose is unique to you. It isn't something that you have to search for or find or give up on. Just because life happened, it doesn't mean that you no longer have a purpose. God's word didn't change and it won't return to him void. And I'm going to show it to you. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Proverbs 16:9, "The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." Ephesians 2:10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Job 42:2, "I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted." Did you hear that? No purpose of God's can be thwarted. So again, reiterating, no matter what has happened in your life, even the mistakes that you have made, God's still going to have his purpose prevail. So the purpose that he designed for your life, yeah, it may take you a little longer to get there. You may get some bumps and bruises and scars along the way, but it's still going to happen. It might not be in your timing, but it will happen. Okay. Philippians 1:6, "And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." Proverbs 3:5-6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths." Romans 8:28, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." You are called according to his purpose. You have to know that. But it's okay. You might know it in your head, but not believe in your heart. Until you do, we're going to keep going over these scriptures. Because again, I want you to think, act, and live your purpose. That comes by you being able to shift your mindset and elevate the level of your perspective. Okay? Proverbs 19:21. "Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand." Isaiah 14:24. The Lord of hosts has sworn, as I have planned, so shall it be, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand. Psalm 139:16. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How does that not blow your mind? That scripture alone literally tells you, before he formed you, remember we just read that scripture, he had already planned out every single day of your life before any of those days existed, before you came on this earth, before you took your first breath. God had already planned out your entire life and set a purpose in motion for what he wanted you to do to be able to grow the kingdom and fulfill the purpose that he assigned to you before you even took your first breath, okay? He had already planned it out. So you have to stay connected to him in order to figure out what that purpose is and walk it out, okay? Psalms 138:8, the Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. God isn't going anywhere. He will never leave you or forsake you. Trust him in that. Isaiah 46:10, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will accomplish all my purpose. Guys, this has to be so encouraging to you, where you've been like, I got to figure out what my purpose is. I have no idea what my purpose is. Why am I just merely existing, going through the day-to-day? What is the point of this? You don't have to merely just exist and go through the motions or go through the day-to-day. You can completely uncover exactly what your purpose is, but it starts in your mind. You've got to overcome those limiting beliefs that are making you feel that you're not enough, or that you're not good enough, or that you don't know enough, or you don't have any value. Those are the untruths that Satan has planted and that life has caused you to believe about yourself. Because you're looking at all these other standards and what everybody else says you should be or you should do, or you know how you should be or how you should do it. And you're listening to everybody else instead of going back to the manufacturer, the one who created you. Think about it. Whenever you purchase something and it's broken and you normally have a warranty on it, what do? It tells you right there before you even put it together or when you first get it, do not call the store. That it says in huge letters, if you actually look at your manual, some of it's on the front of the specific piece of equipment, but it says, call the manufacturer and tell them what problem you're having, because they can either send out a tech, they can issue the part that's needed, they can replace it, they can come out and service it, whatever's needed, because they're the ones who built it. So nobody can fix it better than them. No one can tell you better than them how to fix it or to troubleshoot it or overcome the issue. Consult the manual. There is always a manual that they send with it. Go through the manual. I just shared a week ago how I fixed my washing machine. And what was wrong with it was very simple steps. Routine maintenance that I should have already been doing. I've had it for like 3 years. Routine maintenance I should have been doing already that I wasn't doing. When I did it, it began working again like a charm. I kept trying to figure it out and doing things to kind of like just make it work and, you know, keep working with it in a broken state. But it was just simple instructions right there in the manual. I just needed to open it and read it. It's that same thing in life. That's what the Bible is for us, being able to open it and read it and do what it says. Going back and consulting our manufacturer. That's who God is. He's the one who created us. And so if we're having issues or we're not sure which way to go or how to do this or how to do that, go back and consult the manual. Nobody can tell us better than he can. You're the one who made a mistake or messed up. The beautiful thing about it is God's not going to leave you the same way that he found you. And that's why he gives us a word. You have 66 different books with hundreds of chapters and verses to show you this is what you need to do. I just read several of them to you that solidifies the purpose that you have and that you do have a purpose. It takes that question away of, do I have a purpose? Absolutely. We all do. God gave each and every one of us a purpose. Not sure which way to go? Okay, go to the Bible. He tells you in Psalms 119, 105. That his word will be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. He gives you step-by-step instructions. But if you're not spending time with him and getting to know him and reading his word and learning his character, then you're running around aimlessly trying to figure it out. You're toiling because you're trying to do it yourself or fix it yourself. I can tell you from personal experience, that does not work. And you end right back where you started. So just go back to the manufacturer. read the instructions that he's given us. The Bible, I say it's God's love letters to us. It's really our instruction manual of what we need to do and how we can fulfill that purpose. Exactly what God said. He knows our end from the beginning. He's going to finish everything that he said in us and through us, but we have to be willing vessels. In a practical sense, we also have to know ourselves. If you don't know yourself and you don't know who God called you to be or who he created you to be, it's pretty much impossible for you to walk through those steps. And so getting to know yourself, even in a practical sense, what are those places that you're stuck, that are those limiting beliefs that are holding you up? Because you've got to be aware of that so that you can then take God's scripture and his truth to overcome with those limiting beliefs. Like one of them for me was, I'm not loved. But that's not true. In a practical sense, I have plenty of family and friends that do love me, but it's how I interpreted it that I wasn't. Well, then even in a spiritual sense, well, God loves us. John 3:16 tells us, for God to love the world and gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. No greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus literally died for each and every one of us. There's no greater love than that. Like, he gave up his life. And the thing about it is, he was perfect. He did nothing wrong, but he gave up his life because he loved us that much so that we could have eternal life and have direct access to God the Father. And so it's knowing those kind of things of, like, what are those limiting beliefs? What are those things that are keeping you stuck and keeping you from moving forward that you've taken on as your identity or that you believed as truth that was really a lie? That you can then take scripture that helps you. Again, you're renewing your mind by the word of God. What scripture is God's truth? Because that's the only measurement we need to measure everything up against. And so that's the point of it here in the journey of you, is helping you to overcome those limiting beliefs, to focus on who it is that God says that you are, so that you can start seeing yourself that same way and repeating his word out loud. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The more and more that you hear it, who God says that you are, the more and more that you're going to believe it in your heart. And then when you experience it, there isn't one person that could tell you anything different, because you know for yourself who God is and how he's shown up in your life. And so one of the things we do is create that map for you that shows you exactly where God has brought you from, those places that you were stuck, the places that you excelled and thrived, the things that you've done and been through, so that you can make your dash count. Because it's hard to know where you're going if you don't know where you've been. And so we map that out. You can see exactly where you've been, birth up until now, where you're at present day, what is your starting point? And now from here, where do you want to go forward? So that way, that dash in the middle, you really can make it count, because now you're choosing what things you're going to be doing, what things you're going to be taking part in or not. You know, there's filters that you're going to create that you can actually say, yep, this checks off this box, okay, yes, I can do that. Or nope, because if I say yes to this, it's going to prevent me from doing that. Or it's not in line with my purpose. Because now you can see that bigger picture view of, like, okay, I see what God is doing with my life. I see how he wants to take these pieces and use it to help other people over here. Then when you're able to connect those dots, you can be a lot more choosy about what you do from this point forward and make decisions that are in line with the things that you want to do to make your dash count. And so that's your journey from birth to the day that you leave this earth. Everything that you do from one to the other is up to you. Again, there might have been parts that you didn't get any say so in, and you didn't have a choice in, but from here forward, you do have a choice. And this is how you map that choice out. Habakkuk 2:2 tells us to write the vision and make it plain that he may run that reads it. We want you to be able to run with your vision. We want to help you bring that vision to life, but you have to connect the dots to do that. And so I just want to reiterate that on Wednesday at 8 a.m., our store opens, that you will have access to the Journey of You Collective. If you want to sign up for that so that you don't forget and you want to hear more about it, it's going to be open for 4 days, then go to www.thejourneyofyou.net/life-by-design. You can sign up. There's a countdown that will keep you up to date. We'll send you reminder emails so that you can jump in. And when you come into the collective, not only will you get the signature course where we walk through live exactly how you're going to build out that journey map of yours, but you've got support. We've got one-on-one coaching sessions. We've got group coaching sessions, and you have community so that others are going through it with you. It's not just you by yourself. You can bounce ideas off of each other, learn from each other, glean from another's experiences. You may not relate to my stories, but you might relate to someone else's, or they may relate to yours. And so it gives us all a chance to walk through it together, because iron sharpens iron. And it just helps you to stay encouraged and uplift one another. And so we're excited. There are limited spots available. So secure yours as early as you can, because once it closes, it is closed. And once we do reach capacity, the store will close, but we'll keep you updated on that as well. But really just want to make sure that you are able to become all that God created you to be and really make your dash count. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out and let us know. support@thejourneyofyou.net. And we look forward to moving forward with you. Remember, this is your journey. It's where your life begins.
Thanks for being here on the Journey of You. If this episode blessed you, take a moment to connect with me, whether through email, Substack, or the contact page at tonydbennis.com. I'd love to walk alongside you with encouragement and truth for your journey. Until we meet again, stay rooted in faith, anchored in purpose, and bold in who you are becoming.